Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I'm about to do chicks by myself.
And it being Corey come walking in like, not anymore, man.
Buy home, buy home.
You stole $56,000 from dead people.
When I get there, I'm going to open those pearly gates, baby.
No, aren't you the crack dealer?
It is!
I also realized he was a virgin.
He just face tatted it, looking all the way down.
No! What is this place?
Oh, Jesus is up there right now going, ain't none of y'all coming in.
Welcome to Haunted Homies with Matt Wright, Elton Castay, and Corey Shearer, a show about all things that haunt you, from ghosts and monsters to worst life decisions, bad breakups, embarrassing moments, and unforgettable stories, all told live from within Comedy Club.
Virginia, what's up?
How is everyone? Oh my God, good to see you guys. Happy to be in Norfolk. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, spell it that way then. Goddamn cartoon characters, dude.
Sorry. I've got the BDSM pride symbol tattooed on my back.
No, you do not. Oh my God.
Give it up, y'all. That's beautiful.
Wow. She's like, unplug me.
Ready. Charged up.
Wait, BDSM as in like bondage, all
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah.
And you have
as in, like, hasn't seen her family in years. For sure.
How do you have a pride tattoo for something that's meant to take away all of it whenever you're getting f***ed? I don't...
It's my job.
Your job?
It's what? Your job?
He's my husband.
God, we love an old-fashioned woman. Look at that. That's amazing.
I'll take him out if I have to.
Please don't murder him. He might come. It sounds like the consequence of being too rough. Well, this is a good start.
I got a question. What's like the craziest thing that you do then?
Oh, because we've had some weird stages, some weird stories before.
Let me put it this way. My saying is, I will suck the soul out of him.
Your saying is that you'll suck the soul out of him? Leave a little for Jesus. That's a bit aggressive. Is there a safe word? What's the safe word usually? Pineapple. That's good. I like that one.
Classic.
Okay. I thought it was. My safe word is please stop. Please stop. Let there be no confusion. Well, I'm haunted already. Terrifying tales.
I'm curious to know though if there's anyone here that has ever committed a crime.
You sold crack
when you were 16.
Oh, that's cool. You're from Portsmouth. Whatever. All right, you sold crack. Okay. You would hide it in the steering wheel?
It's a perfect place, right? So I thought, who pulls up to me? A cop. And he, you know, he sees this 16-something-year-old girl. He's like, oh, let me help you, honey. Let me help you. Starts, and this thing would randomly pop off some days. Like, I'd be going out 65, and it would just pop off randomly.
And crack just goes everywhere.
Yeah, man. She gets into a car accident.
Fixes her own car.
Oh, yeah.
Puts it back together and drives away.
Turns it into a Flintstone mobile.
Can I set the bar for what I'm hoping to hear?
What'd you do?
This is the first time I ever publicly admitting this. I stole very close to $100,000 worth of shit from IKEA. What?
Wait.
I had a 10-month career and I was good.
Yeah, that's a career.
Yeah.
Respect.
I made money.
He's got benefits and end tables for life.
Wait, when was this?
Yeah, wait, how old were you?
19.
Oh,
19, okay. And this is when they first introduced self-checkout. And what I would do is that I would find like the really expensive shit. It was just in big boxes.
Uh-huh.
And I would get like 12 of them. I would pay for like 7 or 8. they would never question me because they would see me still paying like $1,500. So I would steal the other four, then return those seven or eight, sell the ones I stole on Craigslist for like a little bit less, and I just kept doing it. And I went to a different IKEA and I rotated them around, and like every 2 days I would go to a different IKEA. I was good. Really good.
Holy.
Never got caught, made a ton of money, bought myself a car.
Great. You're a monster.
Am I?
Yeah, man. So much furniture.
I stole from the Swedes. Who cares? What'd they ever do?
Nothing. Neutral for too long. Yeah. Wait, that's sweet. Switzerland was neutral, wasn't it?
Yeah, God Switzerland.
Damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Interesting. IKEA.
Yep. Bed frames, dressers, tables, nightstands, whatever you could think of, I stole it.
I don't think you've really stolen anything. Maybe some hearts. But shut up. Have you stolen anything before?
No.
That dude, that's so the answer of somebody who's stolen the most things.
What?
No.
No, I mean, maybe I stole like a marble from a flea market when I was five.
Where'd you smuggle it?
Don't worry about it. What about anyone else? Has anyone else stole $100,000 worth from IKEA?
Oh, God. Did you steal $100,000 from Hot Topic? What'd you steal?
He took the whole store.
I didn't dig anybody up, but I stole from dead people.
Huh?
Oh, wow. You stole $56,000 from dead people.
I want to preface this and say this was before me.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
How old are you now? 30? Okay, statute of limitations might be okay.
7 years. It's 7 years, I checked.
7 years?
It's, yeah. For
okay,
IKEA,
10 years,
it's
you're
years.
In the clear. Who'd you rob?
An older German lady that passed away.
An old German lady? Okay, I think it's actually okay.
A gentleman that worked for the shipyard.
A gentleman that worked for the shipyard here locally? Oh, that might have been somebody's grandpa. You probably could have left that one. Might be your dad? Was he an old German lady?
Any children, I can promise you that we did our research.
Whoa. Wait.
What?
Hey, dog, pineapple on this story, dog. Pineapple.
No, harder on this story. Harder.
Okay, wait, me with the facts. How would you steal from them?
Wait, you just asked how you stole from a dead person? Dog, it's.
No, but he means like, he means circumstantially.
Yeah, I know.
Like, $56,000 worth of gold? You robbed a leprechaun? Who the f*** has that much gold?
I had enough gold to lay in my bed on.
You had enough gold to lay in your bed on? You Scrooge McDucked your way onto somebody else's life savings? This is from the old Jewish, the old German guy? The old German lady, got it. Okay.
So you would read the obituary, go, they died, find their address, go break in their f***ing house, and steal everything?
Not everything.
Oh, what'd you leave
thank
behind?
God.
At what point was
yeah,
your moral...
Did you leave?
Yeah, where was your moral compass when you're like, dead person, won't take your Pop-Tarts, I'll take your gold.
A bunch of T.Y. teddy bears that I didn't want to touch.
A bunch of what?
T.Y. teddy bears.
T.Y.
Like Beanie Babies?
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's very sweet of you.
Those might be worth more than the gold now. That's true. Man, what'd you invest that money in? A dungeon.
Lots of drugs.
Hey, small business owners. Still a market after all this time. That's pretty terrible. Okay. Can anybody top that?
Wait, oh, one question. Were you at a point in your life where you needed to do it, or were you like, this just sounds fun?
Hooked on spice.
Old spice?
Like oregano?
Okay.
K2? What's that?
Oh, K2?
What's K2?
What the fuck? I know what KY is.
Oh, dude.
I know
dude, K2. No, they would sell K2 in like gas stations, right?
Is
back
like,
in the day.
Wait, is it like 3M?
What's 3M?
Like the adhesive.
No, it's not like the material.
No, I didn't know if it was like snorting glue or something.
I know K is like horse tranquilizer. Ketamine?
Yeah, Ketty.
But it's not that?
No.
What is K2?
It's
fake weed.
Fake weed? Yeah.
You were hooked on fake weed? That's like being addicted to electric cars. Like, I just can't stop saving the environment, man. None of that real shit. Interesting.
11 years sober.
Oh, give it up!
Now he's only addicted to getting pegged and watching. Oh, that's where you draw the line? I'm sorry. So you can go in old German men's back doors, but she can't go in yours?
Well.
Oh my God.
This is the grossest start to this show we've ever had, dude. Usually people are like, I stole a bike once. I stole some Legos from a friend's house. No one's ever been like straight up stand by me. Y'all wanna see a dead body? Interesting.
That's insane.
That's pretty good.
Okay, well, can anyone top that?
Anyone top that? Thank God. Okay.
You're the person that committed the crime or the person that investigates the crime?
Hold on, do you investigate crimes?
I do.
He was just kidding.
Yeah.
The dude was alive and a Nazi. Like, everything was justified, I promise.
And I only shop at Target.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Good call on no one else offering up information. There's a mole in the room.
Okay, way to be undercover.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to our paranormal podcast. Yeah.
So like Elton said, we're gonna ease our way into the paranormal stuff. But first, we do have, like I said, a bunch of people here at the show have submitted stories of their own of the theme of being things that have happened to them that haunt them in some capacity. So we're gonna work our way through some funny stories first of situations that haunt people traumatically and comedically, and then we'll transition that over to some paranormal stuff. Sound good? Let's read some submissions. Let's see what we got.
Okay, so this should be fun. It says, a drunk frat boy lost his virginity to my tampon.
There's one of two ways this goes. Okay.
Okay. All right, let's do this. It says, I went to a frat party with my best friend, and she was friends with one of the brothers. I was on my period and ended up hooking up with him and realized the next morning that I never took my tampon out. I practically had to go elbow deep to get that puppy out of there because it was pushed up so far. What? I also realized he was a virgin and this man lost his virginity to my tampon. The next day, all of his frat brothers were congratulating him on Twitter for losing his virginity, but me and all my friends secretly knew that it was my tampon, and we still laugh about it to this day. He still doesn't know, and it's been about 7 years.
I know this is a paranormal podcast, so how perfect for us to start off the stories by someone telling a story about losing their virginity to Bloody Mary. Isn't that perfect?
Wow. Okay.
That's tough because, like, as a virgin especially, like, you might not know.
Yeah.
You're like, maybe pussy's carpeted on the inside. Like, you don't know. You don't know for sure.
It feels like AstroTurf.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, Viviana, where are you at?
Can I bring my drink?
Please stay back there.
Yeah, you...
we want you to bleed on the stage?
Yeah, you're not supposed to come up here, but let me see if I can pull some strings.
There we go. There we go.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, I'm just soaking it up. I know. So funny, dude. So funny. Yeah, such a dad joke.
What was the frat's name? Alpha Mega Flow? Sorry, okay, I'm done. Okay, Viviana, please tell us about this.
This is the first time the story has broken out of the vault. So you guys are privileged to hear this.
Nobody else has heard this story before?
No.
Who submitted it?
I did.
You wanted to get this off your chest.
And out of her body.
Yeah. sounds like how far it was up there.
I didn't think anyone would actually read it. I thought it was like a fake thing that you guys would actually read the stories.
You thought we faked reading people's stories? No, we could never come up with this horrifying shit.
Wait, what were his tweets?
His frat brothers were just like, congratulations, man, the big moment.
What? Did he post on Twitter being like, hey guys, guess what happened? You'll never believe it.
Just cummed. Like, doesn't even know how to brag about it yet.
Just cameth.
I don't. How did you feel about the announcement on Twitter?
No, I think it just gets around between the fraternity.
Yeah, that's bound to happen. That's kind of on you. You know, also, okay, I'll match you on this. Also, a story I've never told anybody ever because I didn't think this had ever happened to anybody ever. I was gaslit the fuck out of one time. I was dating a girl years ago, and we were piping down.
Two pipes?
And it was like, it was a good time. I thought, nothing really felt out of the ordinary. I thought maybe I was having a good pump day. You know what I mean? They felt thick, you're having a thick day, you know, fellas? You know what we're talking about? A good day? You're like, maybe I'm just filling it up more, you know? Didn't think anything of it. And when we got done, there was like an abrasion on like the head of my penis. Uh-huh. And I looked at her, I was like, what the fuck is that? And she freaked out and was like, oh my God, you're cheating on me. You have an STD. You got that from somebody else. You, like, bro, like literally made me leave. Like, didn't talk to me for 3 days. And any text I sent, she was like, no, you're disgusting. You cheated on me. I was like, what the fuck is going on? 5 days go by. She's at work, calls me, and goes, hey, you know how you had, like an injury to the top of your penis? I was like, yeah. She goes, I just fished a tampon out of me that has for sure been in there for like 5 or 6 days.
Oh! Fished?
Yeah.
Fished?
What? Fished. Yeah. So it was like a friction burn on my that I got gaslit into being a cheater for. Did I break up with her? Nah, I stayed for like another year. I love that.
Yeah, that became y'all's cake.
Absolutely.
You're so much longer. Pack more in, baby, so I can hit that back wall. Oh.
So yeah, I feel both your pain.
Wait, so is this common? Has this happened to anyone else in here?
Okay.
Some women are like, yeah. Some women are like, God, no. There's a divide. I like this. Dudes don't know what the f*** going on in there, ladies. We have no f***ing idea. If you had asked me 25 minutes ago what happens when you put a tampon on it, I would think it takes up the whole thing, right? Apparently not.
I agree.
I didn't know that. But forget babies can come out of there. Yeah. You could probably fit like a whole roll of toilet paper up there if you needed to. If that, you needed
dude,
to.
Dude, single ply,
obviously. Not that quilt of northern s***. No,
that's the Bounty commercial I want to see. Just Cardi B with her wet ass and a roll of Bounty. What happens?
Jesus. Gross.
This is a great start.
Okay, log line. One time I was drunk and I accidentally live streamed myself naked on Facebook at 3 a.m. and my grandma commented on it. At 3 a.m., she was just waking up. Grandmas always wake up early. I was drunk, just got home with my boyfriend at the time. We were getting ready for bed, brushing our teeth, washing my face. And at one point, I somehow was on Facebook, and I must have hit live stream. And of course, I had changed out of my going out clothes into jammies. So that was all caught on camera, and it was all angles. Okay, gotcha.
Wait.
Well... Well, I go to bed and I wake up to a call at 7 a.m. from my boyfriend's brother telling me there's a 20-minute video of me on Facebook and there's some naked scenes in it. I'm in a panic. I look at my Facebook and my grandma commented, Jamie? And my stepmom was like, huh? Nothing's worse than live streaming yourself naked and not getting paid. Plus your family seeing it and your boyfriend's brother. Huh.
Also, my uncle tipped $10 on the live stream.
Interesting.
Okay.
How do you accidentally do that?
You have to click like 5 buttons to go live on any platform.
I don't know how I feel about that, man. That is like it's an invasion of privacy for sure, but also like maybe that's how the news has got to be dropped. Hey, just so you know, smoking hot bod, casual. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maybe.
Did you get who wrote this?
Jamie.
Did you get good feedback for the most part? Your grandma shamed you? You should have told her, you showed your ankles in the 50s, you old bitch. You're way sluttier than I am. Okay, but from like strangers, were they like, nice?
So it had like, you can see the views, there's like 13 views. Like,
that's almost more insulting. Only 13 views? Even the algorithm was like, nah. Oh, so it would. So the phone would just get like clips from time to time. Wow, is this the boyfriend right here?
Oh,
is this a different boyfriend? God, okay. She wasn't all the way naked, and that guy was gay. That's the boyfriend's brother? Oh, man. Oh. From the comment section to the DMs. A true Hallmark story. How long ago was this? 4 years ago. No, that's good. You were 21, of age. Okay, that's good. Man.
Was he one of the 13 viewers?
No.
I thought Facebook was dead, dog. It's popping over there.
Did anyone else comment on it?
Somebody, stepmom was like, huh? My grandma said, Jamie? And then that was it.
Your stepmom said, huh?
Yeah, she was
What, like a...
Like, it took a minute to get to, like, the nudity. Because, like, at first, like I said, I was, like, just brushing my teeth, you know, getting ready for bed.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't, like, talking shit, like, on anybody.
Oh, that would have been worse.
That would have been really funny.
Yeah, could you imagine? My fucking mom.
My stepmom's a stupid...
Huh?
It's embarrassing. Would you ever do OnlyFans? No. What do you do now?
Facebook.
Sells on Facebook Marketplace. Steal that from IKEA. I'm sure you could. What do you do now?
Serve and bartend.
Serve and bartend? OnlyFans might not be a bad idea. Less time consuming. Mm-hmm. But you seem very personal. You seem like you know how to talk to people. So good for you. Maybe chime into the live chat next time. It's the interactions that people want. Jamais?
No. How did you get
that? Jamais?
Jama.
Jama.
Yeah, like Jameson.
Oh, like that's a more normal name? Okay, Jama. With an E, by the way. There's two dots above it.
You just can't do it on that, she said.
You did it down here in this little comment section. But nobody knows what the two dots above it meant. I didn't know what the f*** it meant.
I thought that meant it was Spanish or
something. Jame.
The J is silent. It'd be Hama.
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 Hama means family.
Yeah.
Oh, Hama means family. So stupid. This is such a stupid show.
Well, that's a beautiful name. Thank you.
Thank
Give
you,
it up,
Hama.
Y'all.
Hama. Thank you.
Okay, so we normally don't do this, but this was a birthday request from someone's mother.
A word?
So someone's mom submitted a story, and this is what it says.
Yesterday was my daughter's birthday, and my gift to her is going to be embarrassing the f*** out of her tonight. Oh, no. She will be sitting with me at tonight's show. Sorry, honey. And then the story reads, my daughter and best friend, who I love so much, recently went with her husband, he's a realtor, to show a beautiful house. My daughter, who is a loan officer, was there to talk about loans until she started her period and bled all over the client's couch, completely ruining it. Happy birthday. Wow. Anne, where's your daughter?
Oh, man. Wow. If anybody should have left their tampon in. How long ago was this?
Like a month ago.
A month ago.
Oh no.
Was it an IKEA couch? Better question. Did the family buy the house? You're disgusting. And a genius.
So problem
solver.
You
just turn the cushion over? Well, I guess it's an open house. They clean the house first. I was just thinking of like the underside of every couch cushion I've ever had. Just turn it, his blood on one side and then just dog hair and change on the other one. Oh. It's not better. Oh my God, is your mom's here? Hi mom. How happy are you right now, scale of 1 to 10? No. Of course you can. What's up?
I was asking her when we got the email to send in like a traumatic story. I was like, should I tell him the butthole story?
The butthole story.
The other cushion.
She said, no, I'm going to be so embarrassed if you do that. It's going to be so uncomfortable. And now I feel like I just want to share it.
No.
Do it. Do it. Butthole. Let's leak this story.
So when COVID first started, I guess there was like something where if you went to the doctors and you had a positive test, they would have the CDC call you and just say, like, I guess give you, like, the runaround of how long you should quarantine and stuff. So they called and they were like, are you, like, is it okay if I ask if you're vaccinated? And I said, yes. And they said, would you mind sending a picture of your vaccination card? So I said, yeah.
You can send me a selfie.
I said, yeah, no problem. And I was like, is there an email you want me to send it to? And she was like, well, since I have it on you on the phone, just send it over to you as a text message. And then once I get it, I'll let you know, and then we'll just handle the rest of the questions. So it was like 5 months prior that I had gotten vaccinated, so I'm like, have her on speakerphone, I'm like doing the finger thing, trying to find 5 months back of my vaccination card, and I press send, and I'm like, okay, I sent it, like, what other questions do you have? And then I see like the 3 photo iPhone. So my fingers got happy and sent 3 photos. It was my vaccination card, a picture of my daughter, and then...
Your ass.
The trifecta. That we all knew Virginia had in
store. That's the Virginia version of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
That's a triple threat.
Hold on, why do you have a picture of your butthole in your phone?
I had gotten laser hair removal.
That's good. Please tell me which angle you chose. Did you go underneath? Did you go behind? What was it?
On my end table, and I like
That's not something you send to your doctor. That's something you post on Facebook. Come on now. Oh, God. I would have loved it. Please tell me your doctor wrote back and just said, huh?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then I was like in this like panic laughing
crying.
And then I'm trying to justify. I was like, it's a meme. I was like,
it's
a meme?
It's not even my asshole. I promise.
Sending memes of your ass all the time.
Just talking sh.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's the best version of that slip up. I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah.
I've like accidentally sent like a sext to my mom for sure before. Like you ever been like sexting on one text and like having a family conversation on the other? You send the wrong. The amount of times I've accidentally sent my mom a text, like something filthy to like, I'm gonna fuck your mouth. And then her being like, excuse me? And me being like, oh, I'm sorry, that was to Derek. I'd rather my mom think I'm s***ing my friends as a gay joke than I'm like actually speaking to women that way. But I've never sent my openings. So that's impressive.
How? If you chose all three, were they all favorited? Was it like Bax card, baby, butthole? Was it? Like, how did you get those three?
I was just like scrolling like this, so I don't know if it was like touching them.
Yeah, you probably selected a multiple, but I've almost done that before. Not that, but you know, same situation.
Yeah.
It happens. If you could go back and do it again, would you have sent a better photo of your butthole?
A good photo. Because there was
okay. Well, we actually have a projector. You can just airdrop us that booty.
It's a live photo.
Ew. I know. It actually looks like the little live photo button.
Oh. It does. Oh, it does. Aw.
You're welcome. Think about that next time.
Wait, hold on. So since your mom volunteered a story about you, what are the odds you have one about your mom?
I really don't have anything.
Make one up. We don't know.
Yeah. Tell her about that time she stole from dead people.
I was talking about this in the car, but she used to work at like Home Depot. Stop. And her family...
Stop. You are so easily offended, Home Depot in Texas, and you're losing your mind. You're grounded.
Yeah, you can't leave out all the details. You said she's from Texas and works at Home Depot. Inside or outside? Hispanic. Oh. There's no Mexicans in Virginia. Whatever, dog. Whatever, man.
I thought you meant the gardening section, dude. No. I was like, oh,
no. I just meant the realistic statistics. Mm-hmm. Whatever, tell this haunting story.
She would just let her family members come through and she would just pretend that she's standing, but she never did.
Where you work?
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
Rude. Shame. That's pretty good. That's not as dark of a story, but
no.
I like that. I like that a lot. Thank you for sharing that story. Have you spoken to that doctor since? Well, no, you didn't tell us what the doctor's reaction was.
She was like, oh, it's okay, honey. Like, she was laughing.
And then she sent one back. I like that she didn't even try and mute herself. She just wanted you to hear her go.
I mean, you know, she closed the phone and was like.
She definitely showed the office, probably.
You have to. You absolutely have to. Interesting. Thank you for the story. That's fantastic. How the f*** are we going to top that?
Thank you. It actually does.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, boy. I've read this story. I don't know why they were so excited to submit this and share it with everyone.
What is it?
Should I read the log line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It says, me and my friend had sex with three different male strippers after their show in Canada. Inspiration.
I hope that person's there with their husband now. This is gonna be great.
Oh, it says, me and one of my good friends from middle school went to the famous Australian Magic Men strip show in Canada.
Australians up in Canada.
Okay. We ended up getting picked to go on stage at the show to be danced on by the main stripper who looks like Channing Tatum. We stayed after the show and got to take pictures with all the strippers. In a crazy coincidence, we ended up staying in the same hotel as them. Some of them invited us back to their hotel room with some other girls. Then, after some time, it ended up just being me, my friend, and one of the strippers. So we decided to have a threesome. We kept getting interrupted by the other strippers needing random things. Like what?
Fax cards. Yeah. Ugh.
And eventually, two of them decided to join, including the main stripper. So it ended up being three strippers and me and my friend, fivesome, best night ever. Huh. All right, give it up for orgies.
So you got back to the room. Everybody started to kind of fade out of the party, right? Yeah. And it ended up being you, your friend, and one stripper guy, right?
Yes, yeah.
And then y'all started going at it by yourself, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It was just us two and him.
And then two other male strippers came in?
They kept knocking on the door. They were like, have you seen my hotel key? And we're like,
You're in the hotel room.
Right, we're in a little bit of something. We're in the middle of something. They're like, oh, my bad. And actually, it's funny because one of the strippers actually had, like, an interview to do on, like, because they live in Australia. So he had, like, a phone interview, and he was like, man, I wish I would join in, but I have a phone interview. But, like, he ended up coming back, and he was like, my phone interview, I got this.
And wait.
He was like, I got 20 minutes.
I've got 20 minutes. He's like, left on my phone.
He left in 20 minutes, though. He did. He came in, did some stuff, and then left, and went and did his phone interview.
How mad was the first stripper who was like, I'm about to f*** two chicks by myself.
And then me and Corey come walking in like, not anymore, man.
That's like the worst version of like, you ever have a best friend until other people come around and then they go hang out with other people and then you're just like, all right, guess I'm just here.
That poor guy.
No, he actually invited them.
He invited them?
He called him and he was like, oh yeah, I've got the two girls that went on stage with you. And he was like, I'll be there. Like, he called them, so.
Stupid. He thought he was bragging.
Yeah. My favorite thing about it though is like, so I told my sister, because me and her are so close, and like one of my other cousins, we're really close. This is also my cousin. We're also very close.
Wait, did you know about this?
He's my cousin. He knows everything about it. He already knows.
After the fact.
Right? Oh,
he was the third stripper?
No.
No.
No. You just ruined a lot of husbands' days. So many wives, especially, will go to Vegas and go to a Magic Mike show, and the theory is, guys go, they're all gay.
They're not.
No. They'll ruin your family.
Was Will the main guy? Will, yeah, Will Parfitt, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, looks like Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Oh, from
Will.
Wait,
Will Parfitt?
You know the dude?
He
sounds like
him.
Yeah,
he sounds like him. He's probably like, holy shit, that's not the same guy. No, it's
Wait, did you fuck him too?
Raise your hand if you have not fucked this stripper.
There's no three. Dudes. There's three people here.
A lot of dudes have been fucked by this stripper. None of us raised our hands.
They're nice guys.
That's, I think the craziest thing, though, was like the next morning we woke up and my friend was like, I left my bra in the room. And I was like, we're not going to get it. But she was like, no, I need it. So we ended up going to the front desk and I was like, we left an item in the room. And they were just like, what item? And I was like, it's not my item. Tell them the item. He was like, they were like, a bra. And then, like, all the strippers came into the, like, literally the lobby. And they were just like, hey, guys. Hi. Thanks so much for coming to the show. And we're just like,
do all the strippers
sound? We were the show.
I was wondering why all the strippers sound like Muppets.
Hey, guys. Hey, did you have a good orgasm?
Oh, she did meet Snuffleupagus, it sounds like.
Thanks for the guys. Have a good monster.
Why are you turning him into Goofy?
That's
such a terrifying visual.
Man.
Wow.
That was in May, by the way, so.
Oh, was it May of this year?
This year?
It's still haunting me.
I'm glad to see you back on your feet.
Last thing, me and my best friend got a maple leaf tattoo.
You had
a
maple leaf tattoo?
Yeah.
Because you guys were all sticky?
Wait on. Because it has five like leaves? And does it have five leaves?
No.
That's poison ivy.
It does?
It does.
It does have five leaves.
It has five leaves.
Three leaves are poison ivy. Five is
a maple.
Okay,
leaf.
Nerd. Okay. God, we're trying to make puns over here. Interesting.
I can't wait until in 30 years. They're like, Grandma, what's the leaf tattoo mean? Oh, you see.
Every tattoo I have is so meaningful. I have my dog who passed away's paw print. And you just have all of the dicks that have been inside of you. On your arm.
What a beautiful friendship.
We see her next year and there's just a fucking tree.
Just face tatted fucking all the way down. Her asshole is like the roots just...
Oh.
Well,
oh my gosh.
Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Give it up, y'all.
Holy sh.
So, I'm not going to read the headline of this. I'll just read the story. When I was younger, my dad and I worked at a haunted house. He was Leatherface, and they had me hanging from the ceiling, and I was supposed to yell for guests not to go in the door. And then my dad would jump out and scare them. This one lady gets scared from me yelling, and when my dad came from around the corner, she didn't scream, she just shit herself. One tear rolled down her face, and then she passed out. Immediately, my dad stopped the room, and the other people had to be detoured, but I've never laughed so hard at someone thinking they were going to die in my life.
I'm curious as to how they knew she shit herself. Was it just, ah! Or, ah! did the cry leak out? I'm curious, who wrote that?
That story came from Harley.
Harley! How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Can you walk us through this? How did you know she shit herself?
When my dad came out, because my dad was 6'5", 320 pounds.
Little dude.
Yeah. And he comes out of the door and he has the chainsaw, and so he nobody's there.
Did you just apologize to a ghost? What the fuck did you do? You just elbowed the air and said sorry. No, the grave robber is gone. Lock your doors, everyone. Wait, did he make the noise or the
chainsaw? He's got the chainsaw. It's a low budget. It's low budget, yeah.
It was in our shed. The haunted house was in our shed.
But she's middle-aged, and she goes, ha, and then and then you just hear
oh!
You heard a little
No. She said,
she started crying, and then she went, and I was like, oh my god.
Did she pass out?
Passed out.
In her own
Oh no! Don't say that.
So what was messed up is, I was probably 5 or 6, and they had me
Wait, you're 5 or 6 years old?
No, I was.
You were 5 or 6 years old when this happened?
Yeah.
What the f***? The child care laws in Virginia. Child labor? I guess it's not labor, just swinging in a fucking harness.
Yeah, it's a good time.
My dad had been a part of a haunted house for probably 15 years at this time, and My grandma had also done it, so they were like, oh, let's bring Maddie along and she can bring it.
Your nickname is a whole other regular name? My name is Matt. They call me Nathaniel.
They put me in a harness and they like put blood all over me. It was great.
So they just have you in a swing covered in blood. This sounds like this couple's wet dream, dude. That sounds like they f***ing live for this. Please stay out of the family business. That's amazing. I wish the woman who shit herself was here. That's what I really wish. What happened to them? They had to call an ambulance or anything?
Yeah, so they had to,
my dad ended up like taking like as much stuff as he could off so he could pick her up. Oh wait, no. But to like pick her up and carried her out, and they had
so Leatherface with a chainsaw came just picking up this 6-year-old lady who just shit herself and put her in an ambulance as a 5-year-old covered in blood is just hanging in a swing.
Shut the room down, they could come and get me, and like the crew came and got me and shut the room down for the night. Because it also smelled like shit. So they weren't gonna have people go through there. So they just kind of detoured it.
I just can't get over the fact that you heard it make a noise when it left her hole.
That's intense.
I've only heard my hit the water. I've never been like, I've never heard that noise.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been. You're not old enough, really. You don't really remember being in diapers, right?
No.
Fuck.
No, but it also made it sound like she hit the floor, because she kind of like, she fell.
It was a double. Stupid. That's pretty disgusting. Is this one paranormal?
Yeah, this is our first paranormal story.
First official paranormal story. Let's dive into it. Different theme, different tone. Let's all pretend like we're gathered around a campfire together, telling some scary stories. Nobody get hard. My religious community I grew up in had a rumor that Smurfs were demonic. I could be sold. Okay. The religious community I grew up in believed that the Smurfs were demonic. And it was said that a kid brought a Smurf doll into a church one day, and the doll got up and ran out the door. This has been rumored for over 30 years, and still to this day, Smurfs are a big no-no. I can't really blame the doll for running out, considering the batshit crazy things that were even said in there. They also believe that buying secondhand things could bring demons into your house. Even mature-rated CDs were thought to bring in demons. My dad made me throw out all of my Rough Riders and Nas CDs when he found them. What happened when I was 17 in 1999? Oh, that's what happened when I was 17 in 1999, and I'm still pissed over it. I can't really say which church or religion, I've been out for years, because it would cost me and my family and some friends if I speak negatively about them.
A cult.
Yeah, that's a cult.
That's a cult.
Yeah. Sounds like a cult. Where's Julianne? Where? Oh, up top. And so tell us about this story of a Smurf running out. Is this like, is this just a story within the church, or is this like kind of a tale in the town?
No. It's widely known around the country or the world in our church.
Really?
Absolutely.
Because like gnomes, puck wedgies, like these are, it's a real thing.
Puck wedgies?
Puck wedgies? You guys heard of this? What is it?
Puck wedgie.
Puck wedgie. You ever heard of this? It's I forget which culture it is. Whose folklore is this? Is it South Africa? I thought it was one of the islands. Anyways, it's like their version of like a pixie troll gnome kind of thing.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
They come to life, they run around, cause mischief, that kind of stuff.
That was just like a little dude that gives wedgies the way you described
it. No,
pluck wedgie.
No. It's like an actual cryptid folklore or whatever. So that's why I was curious if it was like, if it made its rounds around. People really think this has happened.
Yes, it's still to this day, like if you were to Google that myth, you would come up with what I'm speaking.
But it was like an official Smurf doll that this happened to.
Yes. I don't know. I'm 41. It's been going on for as long as I can remember.
Wait, so what you're saying is if I Google the story, I can figure out the cult you are in that you don't want to tell me?
Absolutely.
Can someone get me my phone so I can figure this out, please?
Now that kid had us on record.
You wrote it!
It's just us.
You wrote it with your full name and full...
They shouldn't be watching any of this stuff.
That's very true. And if they are, they're demons.
Oh.
The Jehovah Witness?
She's not confirming or denying.
Wait, is that a cult?
What, Jehovah's Witness?
That's a cult?
Yeah,
I love all they did was knock on doors.
Yeah, it's little dingo dashers.
What if it's the Smurfs that have been knocking this whole time?
There's a discussion board on it for Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, Smurfs? Killer Smurfs?
What a terrible action movie that is. Jehovah Witness versus Papa Smurf.
I'm so gonna f*** with whoever the next Jehovah's Witness is that knocks on my door. Have you heard the word about these little blue bastards?
Yeah.
I'm ready to stop them when you are. Me, you, and fucking Gilgamesh. Gotta get to work.
I want to learn their route, find a family, have all their kids dress up in blue paint, and be like, hello.
We gotta team up with the Keebler elves. We gotta shut this down.
Start giving fucking puck wedgies.
That's a...
I never knew that.
I've never heard of somebody thinking a Smurf is demonic. I hear the cartoons are evil all the time.
Nas.
Nas? I forgot about the Rough Riders and Nas thing. That's hilarious. To think about Jehovah's Witness listening to Rough Riders Anthem is very funny. Stop, drop, and knock on the door of the shop. That's a Jehovah's robe. Yeah. Oh, oh. That's so stupid.
The story, the log line, the title just reads, Haunted by My Husband. This one's actually a wild story.
I hear a restraining order coming.
My husband passed away in the ER on December 23rd. Moving forward to June 23rd, my daughter was having pain in her chest and abdomen, so we took her to the ER. It was not lost on me that it was exactly 6 months since he passed, and we were going back to that exact same hospital. We waited our 7 hours to get put in a room and to be seen, and as we were being led to the exam room, my daughter stopped at the doorway and said, Mom. And I said, yes, I know. This is the same room we were in 6 months ago with your father. When the doctor opened the door to come in, he stopped and took a step back. My husband had been in the ER quite a few times over the past year. I told the doctor we remembered him as clearly as he remembered us as familiar faces. He then came in and gave us the necessary information to discharge us, and then sent a nurse in to remove any IVs. The nurse who came in last was also on duty the day he passed, and was one of the two nurses who manually bagged him to keep him breathing while waiting for family to arrive at the hospital that day. It totally creeped me out, and I knew with all those situations occurring, that he was definitely haunting me. A friend said he was just letting us know everything is okay, but to me, a cardinal or a rainbow gives that peace. This was him mad as hell that I got rid of a lot of his stuff that he was collecting and hoarding.
Found that box of porn.
Moral of the story, be ready for the haunting if you give away his junk.
Oh, interesting.
I've never, that's crazy to go after, all right. Debbie, where are you, Debbie?
Right here.
Debbie.
How are you, Debbie?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
When, how long ago was this? The haunting start?
It was in June.
Of this year?
This June.
Yeah, he's
not in
December.
Oh my God, this is so recently.
Yes.
Well, first and foremost, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Now, when you say things have been haunting you, like what has stuff been happening at the house now?
No, just that experience at the hospital, but it was like so coincidental that one thing after another was happening that was the same, putting us in the same situation we had been in with him.
Yeah, same room, same hospital.
Same doctor, same everything. So, you know, that was him, because he was a hoarder. I mean, if you ever heard of Sanford and Sons?
Yeah.
He was one step better.
Really?
So, I mean, I have had a mess to clean up and get rid of, and he wouldn't allow it. So... that's why he was mad as hell that I got rid of his stuff. Because I've got rid of a lot of his stuff.
Because you got your shit together?
I want my house back.
I want your house back. Did you murder him?
I can't admit to that.
Okay, can't admit to. All right, Jehovah's Witness. Okay.
The doctor did some weird things every time he was there.
there, so I wouldn't put it past him.
Oh, my God.
You guys are so rude for not being as fun as Debbie and I right now about this whole situation. Everyone's like, it's so sad. Debbie and I are like, we can see the living room floor. So nothing's happened since then. You just took it as a sign. Now, cardinals and rainbows, are those signs of like a love?
Those are cardinals. Yeah. Like, every time I see a red bird, which I don't know that they're all cardinals, but I call them that. Every time you see one fly by, you think that that's...
Is that a pretty known thing? The cardinals are supposed to be like a hello for my loved one?
I thought it was.
I didn't know birds were like that. Butterflies? I'm all right. I heard crows were not good. Crows? Yeah, I bet.
So, when this happened, did you kind of automatically think it was him because something had happened prior?
I thought it was him just because he never wanted to get rid of anything, and I tried as he was getting sicker. I kept trying to wean things down, and he'd bring new things home. And so I was not allowed.
What was his things that he would collect?
Oh, well, he had a 1972 van that didn't even run.
That was in the house?
he bought a construction, like, I called it the ice cream truck, but it was like one of those box truck construction trucks.
Yeah.
He thought he would make it into a food concession trailer. As he's getting leg amputated and things like that, he thought he would do that.
Okay.
Anytime he needed a tool, he didn't go to the garage and get the tool. He'd go buy new tools. So we have like 20 complete sets of tools.
Hey, you gotta stop talking about all the cool shit you have, because he's gonna rob you.
Oh no.
You gotta stop talking about all the cool shit you got real quick.
Yeah, this story is just a joke. I just wanna remind you, he left in the middle of the show for 10 minutes. It could have already happened.
Touche.
But we got rid of everything, so it's safe now.
He does sound like he has some cool stuff, though. What'd you do with the van? Did you get rid of it?
Yeah, well, I got one of those companies that'll come and take it for nothing.
I would have taken it from you.
Okay. I didn't have a key.
You should have called, what's that? American Pickers.
I should have.
You should have. You guys know American Pickers?
Yep. Yeah.
I'll watch that and like River Monsters whenever I'm in a hotel somewhere. Those two shows are always on, bro. And he never catches anything, by the way. Exactly. That motherfucker will pull up to the Amazon River and be like, we're going after a 700-foot salmon in the Amazon River. And he's like, we got a bluegill.
Yeah, it's a catfish.
But it's in there. Anyways, have you ever seen American Pickers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
I was like the 1972 beetle bug that he had already cut the roof off of and taken the seats out, and all it was like a Flintstone mobile at that point.
That would have been awesome. If you have any more old, cool shit, please let me and only me know. I love that kind of stuff. Oh, that's so
why,
cool.
Why do you think he essentially targeted your daughter and not like you?
I think that was just the ironic thing. She ended up getting her gallbladder out, so it was, it wasn't, she was having an issue. But I just think that it was coincidental that he took advantage of that opportunity when we were there. Because I said, all the times that I had been to the hospital with him, we had never waited in the waiting room. So apparently he was always sick enough to go straight back. I wish we would have gotten that with her, because that 7 hours was long.
Oh, I know. The emergency room waiting room is the worst. You'll be in there for 9 hours. You'll be like, what's wrong with you? And the guy next to you is like, shot. They said they could see me in 4 to 6 business days. But if I leave for the vending machine, I'll lose my spot in line.
She asked the nurse if we could have a different room, and I said, honey, this is not a restaurant or a hotel.
Yeah, she's like, can I get a booth?
I said, no, because I am not going back out there and waiting and letting somebody else have our room.
Absolutely not. What'd you do with the gallbladder?
They wouldn't let her have it, but her dad sent her a stuffed gallbladder.
No way.
Oh. Yeah, stuffed animal.
No, wait, hold on. A stuffed gallbladder as an animal?
Off of Amazon.
What?
They have all
like a plush toy organ?
They have all body part organs on Amazon. You can buy a penis, you can buy a vagina, you can buy...
Tell me more.
Man, Jeffrey Dahmer would have cleaned up on Amazon Prime, dude. Would have been a murder, just would have been a creep. Huh.
Wow.
Well, I like to think he's not haunting you, and maybe he was just, you know, through a series of coincidences, just wanted you to know.
He got his point across, and then he's moved on.
Yeah, exactly. That's best case scenario. You get a goodbye, that's and right. They go on to a better place.
That's right.
Man, I bet. You think he's hoarding in heaven?
I told you, the joke I made at his funeral, which not everybody thought was funny, but I still think it was. I said, they told him as he got to the pearly gate, son, we don't allow hoarding up here.
Fuck you guys, dude. Debbie, I like you a lot, man. You and I can hang out anytime. Everybody else is like, this is fucked up. They're not getting to heaven anyways, Debbie. Don't you worry about it. Well, maybe one person.
Well, thank you. Give it up for
Debbie. You, Debbie.
So this says, my grandmother was the pettiest ghost. My grandmother passed away when I was younger, and she made it known she still controlled her home. I was living there and didn't do the dishes her way one night. Dishwashers were not to be used in her home. You had better hand wash and use the expensive drying rack that my grandpa got her. Next thing I knew, my picture was no longer on the wall where it was in the stairs hallway. It was thrown down the stairs. We thought maybe it just fell and went about our day. Next thing, then my aunt, 3 days later, got in trouble. Her picture was now no longer on the wall. We thought someone in the house was messing with us. Fast forward to a few months later to a different aunt, got into an argument with my grandpa, and now her picture fell down the stairs and was across the room. Now we were questioning it. About a year later, my grandpa got a new girlfriend. His picture was thrown off the wall. And his other picture from the stairs was now also at the bottom of the steps. Yo, grandma's pissed.
It's like she was playing Guess Who from the grave. Nope. Nope.
Yo, grandma ain't fucking around. Where's Ashley? Right there?
Hi, Ashley. How you doing? How long ago was this when this stuff started happening?
About 25 years ago.
25 years ago? Goddamn. sorry, this caught me off guard. your grandfather, is he still around?
No, he passed from cancer.
No. Oh, he's getting an earful in heaven right now. Oh.
Oh, he's getting eaten up over there.
Yeah. Around what age was she when she passed away?
60s.
That's tough, because obviously when somebody passes away, especially somebody you're married to, your life partner, or whatever, like, that's, you know, that's your person. You think you're with them till the end of time. But if that person dies when you're in your 60s, your dick still work for a little bit. You know what I mean? So it's like,
no.
Yeah.
Why are you saying that so confidently? Like, you know, 6-year-old don't work, Corey.
No, I'm saying.
Why are you like, no, they don't. I tried.
No, that's not what I'm
never
saying.
Never got one to work for me.
I'm just saying. I would.
You wouldn't?
No.
What?
Bro, when I go to heaven and spend eternity up there, my wife is literally going to kill me again.
And then guess what? She'll end up in hell, and you'll be up there with all these bitches.
With my side.
So you think
with Suzanne.
You think it's wrong to sleep with somebody after your partner, your wife or husband passes away.
I just want it. I don't think it's
wrong. What
about
you, Debbie? How you feel?
No.
How you feel about Corey?
I almost said the grossest joke.
Say it. Say it.
So I was gonna say, I know your husband was a hoarder, but I got something you can't get rid of either. That's so gross. Let's not start that rumor. Everyone shut up. So stupid.
I don't know. That's young enough that I'm like, you can still have a life after that. You can't. You can live to be 100. That's 40 more years of not coming.
Come on, be realistic, dude.
Not properly coming.
No, like a...
That's not real cum, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Is it sand?
Looks like when LeBron plays. Ew. I don't know how I feel. I mean, I get being mad, obviously. As the dead person, you're like, are you gonna move on?
But how do you know? How do you know after, when they die, they're not up in heaven like...
That's true.
You can't see
exactly. If the grandpa dies first, you telling me he not gonna try to smash Marilyn Monroe? First thing I do when I'm getting to heaven is cheating. 100%. 100%.
No, I don't.
You were the best person that fit me as a match when I was alive. Yes. But now it's Whitney Houston. Sorry. Okay?
No. I don't think you can have sex in heaven. Haven't they said that?
In my heaven.
What? You don't think they're in heaven?
That's all my heaven is. As soon as I get to heaven, they're like, no, this is hell. This has got to be what hell is. Sit me down.
No. Yeah, I don't think you in heaven. I think that in heaven
you just make love.
No. No hair pulling in heaven. Everything's just pure missionary, rhythmic, eye contact, and
stop.
Sweet.
Gotta
nothing.
Know their names.
No
stop.
Flapping ass or anything in heaven.
That
God created us. Okay?
Okay.
Which means He created every position and all of our flexibilities to do the weird shit that we wanna do.
Heaven is full of Australian strippers, dog. Yeah, man. Get ready.
I don't know what to say.
What else do you think you can do in heaven?
Why are we talking about having sex in heaven? Heaven's supposed to be like a golden red lobster and like bowling alleys and, you know, a gold brick road and like you love.
We spend 60 years on earth and eternity in heaven. I'm only for maybe 40 years on earth, dude. I want to know I'm having sex up there.
Yeah, I worked so hard down here, so I'd be good at it up there. This is just preseason, baby.
This is the warm-up.
So, fellas, if you come fast, tell the ladies, I'm just warming up. I'll see you upstairs. You know what I mean?
When I get there, I'm going to open those pearly gates, baby. Yeah.
No. Could you imagine? You're going up this stairway to heaven, and everybody's just... It's like, oh, God!
It's an escalator. Yeah, 100%.
You slip, there's just nut everywhere.
What is this place?
Oh, it's holy water. It's just funny to know that Jesus is up there right now going, ain't none of y'all coming in, dude. None of y'all. Especially one. Well, ma'am. So, wait, what happened with your grandpa again? That went so far off the rails. Okay, all right, yeah, we tackled that. All right, that's fine. All right, well,
You still thinking about in heaven,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, bro, I might kill myself,
you
get there faster.
Fly?
Oh, sounds like a good time.
I've already been thinking about that. I can just fly my way into some sieges. Oh.
Doesn't sound that bad. Get a little halo. Oh, that's how they give you a in heaven, I bet. Imagine getting topped off while somebody's just rubbing your halo. Oh, man. Won't he do it? God is good.
We're going to hell.
Good. All the time.
I'm glad we're going to hell so we can... That's why...
Well...
He's so genuinely uncomfortable right now.
I have like 80 religious tattoos on me right now.
This is,
So you'll be good then. You might even get a couple inches when you get up there, dog. You don't know. Wouldn't that, if they snuck that into the Bible, every dude in here would be in church 7 days a week, dude. Pray the f*** up.
There's no way to explain it. We weren't
on top of trees.
Wait. Hold on. To recap, aren't you the crack dealer?
It is. To be fair, it was angels. angel dust.
Dust, yeah. Yeah.
And she saw Santa.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. I gave you too much credit. Drug dealer, you didn't sell a f***ing thing. My bad. No, no one comes to Jesus, apparently, because you don't have s*** in heaven, so...
No, I'm coming.
I saw you were smoking meth, and you saw an angel.
Just got back from his mom, and I was getting some shit out of the Jeep, and there were literal, like, white, translucent, you know...
Clouds.
I called out to him. And they stop immediately. It's like two. Like, almost like frolicking. In a way, I'm not even making this up, y'all.
What do they look like?
Completely sober.
Look, I'm inside.
Of her? Because y'all said you were in the car.
We had just gotten out. I'm a redneck, okay?
I know. We can hear it. We can hear it. Yeah.
Bro, if he shot an angel, the rapture would be tomorrow.
They're like translucent light.
Translucent light.
There's literal wings. Like, I could definitely see wings.
Like an airplane?
It's literally just Spirit. Just
Spirit Airlines.
That was good.
I thought it was SWAT coming down with the spotlights from a helicopter to bust up this meth lab. I love that she stands in the police helicopter like, what, does she think she's getting raptured?
Keep on the ground.
Oh, God's freaky. All right. Stupid.
Come back. Like, you're safe.
You know
what
I'm
saying?
Smith.
Like, come back.
Wait, no.
Yeah, holy shit.
Did she just lose all credibility? Is it?
Yo, she's about to get Abe Lincoln up there.
What is that? She's the next ghost we talk about. Did you guys expect to not be the craziest couple at this show at any point? You guys had a strong lead. They were like, we've seen angels.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. We have to wrap this up. There is a time constraint for another show after this.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for coming out tonight.
That's pretty much it.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe, and give us a review whenever you have a chance. And of course, share this podcast with a fellow paranormal lover, because our goal here is to build this community. And don't forget, you can watch all of our live episodes on our YouTube channel as well for the full experience. Find us on TikTok or Instagram at Haunted Homies Podcast, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.